fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
From a competition to a pleasure hunt and all the stops in between, we cover it all here at Coon Hunting Media.
Houndsman Advantage is a proud sponsor of the Coon Hunting Media Podcast. Houndsman Advantage is the premier digital scoring solution for the competition hunter. The app gives the necessary tools to score in competition or track your dog's hunting performance while on pleasure hunts. Imagine the benefit of having this tool at your fingertips on every hunt. Some of the features included within the app are a scorecard view, a summary view with tree timers for up to four dogs. There is no more calculating split strike and tree points manually. They are preloaded within the app. Cumulative scores will be automatically totaled with current plus, minus, circle, or deleted points after each scoring situation. The app includes the full rules for UKC, PKC, Pro Sport, and AKC. A search function is included, which allows you to find specific rules instantly. The app allows you to scratch or withdraw a dog at any time during the cast. When the app is running under the UKC rules, it will automatically scratch a dog that has reached the scratchable amount of minus points. The app includes a kennel function for personal information such as registration numbers and entry cards. You can also store analytics on your dog's accuracy, win percentages, and much, much more. Even though the app has been tailored with the competition hunter in mind, the pleasure hunter has not been left out. You can set up pleasure hunts that track up to two dogs' performance at a time. You can keep totals on accuracy, whether good or bad. This will be broken down to the game scene, dens, slicks, and so on. When you register on the app, you are given a one-week free trial. Within the app, navigate to the news and update section. There, you will find a video that will walk you through how to use the entire app. Don't lose a cast because you didn't know the score or you had the wrong score. Give yourself the advantage, the Houndsman advantage. The app is available for download at the App Store and Google Play.
Cajun Outdoors is the official light sponsor of Coon Hunting Media Podcast. Cajun Lights has been in business since 1986, making them one of the oldest hunting light companies in the industry. Any listeners from this area knows the level of quality and reputation that came with the Cajun Light. Cajun Outdoors is quickly reclaiming their spot at the top of the modern hunting light industry. Their recipe for success is listening to customers' needs and wants. If you're looking at a Cajun light and don't see exactly what you want, pick up the phone and call the owner, L.W. Nixon. He will make the light that you want become a reality. Customization is not a problem with Cajun lights. You don't have to worry about cheap foreign parts from box stores. There are no worries about tariffs. All their lights are made right here in North Carolina in the great USA. The key mission statement of Cajun lights is, When you, as a customer, spend your hard-earned money with us, we'll stand behind what we sell. We will be here for years to come. The current light lineup is the premium light that is tailored specifically to the competition coon hunter, the Cajun Blinder. It comes with a choice of either bright white or natural main beam with four levels of brightness. Super bright dual white walk lights with spot flood combo for great visibility while walking and searching. Super bright red light with high-low option. Super bright amber with high-low option. Intense bright green laser. Burn time on high is 5 to 6 hours. Clip mounted for easy removal and changing of various hats. Weighs 18 to 21 ounces depending on hat style. The other quality lights they include are the Cajun Rogueroo, the Cajun Bayou 2, the Cajun Micro Gator. All Cajun lights come with a 2-year warranty along with a lifetime labor warranty. Most of the guys at Coon Hunting Media have ran Cajun lights since childhood. Cajun lights, try one and experience an elite light from a brand that has been around for years. Call them at 888-773-3080 or visit their website at cajunlights.com.
Welcome back to another episode of the Coon Hunt Media Podcast. We've got Mr. Cajun with us, L.W. Nixon, and we got Jason, and we're just running the trio tonight, boys.
It's just us three. L.W., thanks for joining us, man.
Absolutely. Thank y'all for the invite.
All right. You always welcome on here. So we're hoping we get one more compadre to show up here in a few minutes. Stacy's at church, so it's Sunday night. We're trying to catch up. I was going to do a Winter Classic recap, and Stacy's had a busy day. He was finishing it off with church. So hopefully he shows up, but Johnny says he's sick. So all the listeners out there, poor pitiful Johnny, he's got a stuffy nose. So quick thing on how Stacy's days went. He's his wife owns a daycare, and
not the daycares from Michigan.
No, she owns a legitimate
an actual daycare.
She owns a legitimate daycare and had a water faucet that had to be replaced. They got an inspection coming tomorrow, and apparently she had ordered one. Was going to save a little bit of money on this thing. Stacy only had about 5 minutes of the install before he broke it in half. He said the fittings on it was actually plastic. So he's had to run back and forth and buy a second one. And so he's been under the gun to get all that done this afternoon because they've got a scheduled inspection coming tomorrow, I think.
That pressure gets you, make you break things sometimes.
Yes, well, that's what I'm wondering. I wonder if it's really bad or if it was just Stacy in one of his moments.
He was definitely in a moment.
Very possible. So
speaking of the moments was our road trip back. Something was in that sucker.
What'd you boys think about that, LW?
What was that?
Our road trip moment with Johnny over there road raging on our way back from the Winter Classic.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I saw it and I don't know who was driving, me or Nick at the time, and he's like, look at them boys.
Well, we got caught in a major traffic jam. That thing went, 30 miles?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. It was bad. So, yeah, before I say that, anybody that's listening to this, we've told you and told you and told you, get over to the Coon Hunting Media page. And we'll just go ahead and start and tell you right now. You're going to see every one of our members are going to see yourself be discontinued from the group, because we are trying to transition over. So it will just be a page. LW, I don't know if you knew this, but as far as a group goes, I mean, we've got, 3,500, almost 4,000 members on it.
Like,
but we're trying to get away from it. Did you know you cannot just close a group? You got to go
in. I did not.
We just found this out. You have to go into every single person and delete them one at a time.
Manually,
until you get down to just you as the administrator. Then you delete yourself and close the group.
Oh, wow.
It's not going to be fun. So if you listen to this podcast, please, please, please jump over there, join the page. That's where we're posting this content. But, yes, we had us a little road rage episode on our way back. I will say we've had so many real road rages with Johnny. We had to plan this one.
Yeah.
After we've been sitting for an hour, we're like, hey, let's have some fun. So that was Tyler, Stacy's boy, driving, and we're like, hey, get over in the right lane. Just go with it.
it was halfway staged. But what the funny thing about it was, I was wondering, because he played off very well. Like, he's out the vehicle.
Oh, yeah, he was.
I'm wondering what everybody around us was thinking.
I was watching everybody around us because I was three cars behind you, and everybody around us had no idea.
No, they didn't know what was going on.
So we had people, like, just all spazzed out up there, but Johnny's coming out, but he had that big sucker in his hand.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money on your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
You got the 300-pound grizzly bear coming out with his big blue sucker.
I bet he's a man if he got him hands on you.
Well, we've told the stories before, but when I was young, Kyle and him's age, I mean, literally, we went out to Johnny's house one day, and he's always been like that, just super, super strong and stout. And he had sold a set of tires and wheels off of an old beat-up Ford Ranger. We got out there. They were under it. And he told us boys, he goes, help me get these out. We're like, we don't got no jack. He goes, I'm going to pick it up. And he did. He literally picked the truck up. And he's so strong, we were confident enough in him that we all crawled underneath the truck and drug the wheels and tires out while he's standing there holding it.
How about that?
So, but I've seen several instances with Johnny in real life over the years that I won't discuss on here. But, yeah, I would never want them hands on me.
No, you don't want to tangle with him.
No. So, but you know, that
you
was
you want him as backup if anything.
Yeah, he's the one that you always want tagging along with you in the cast or whatever you're doing.
But he's my bouncer.
I got you.
He's mellowed out real good in his older age, but he does still have that little bit of road rage in him, and he gets comical on that. But I will say, there was nothing staged about what was going to be said, and I mean that was hilarious.
That was on the fly.
I know,
because we was bored out of our minds, and we was talking back and forth, and I'm like, start acting like you're road raging over to Stacy or whatever. And it was just, bam.
Yeah. Yeah, but he started that possum gutting leopard hunting.
Leopard hunting, sleep tree, and I don't know what else said.
But it was pretty
Some
good.
Some backwoods stuff was coming out.
It was very backwoods. So, but yeah, jump over there, listen to that, and hit
we'll,
the –
we'll play it right
here. Yeah, here, go ahead. We're going to – we'll let Kyle pull it up. This is – this is the audio to Johnny's road rage coming back from Mississippi last weekend.
What are you doing, you dead kung fu? Did you know you can't run with us? Bunch of deadbeat morons, leopard hound hunting fools, slick tree and possum gut.
What? So that's what we had there. So we have fun. Everywhere we go, we have a good time. So LW, we got to spend the whole weekend with you down there. This weekend, we all worked wide open at the Winter Classic. You rolled out of there, and tell the listeners where you're on your way back from now.
Kentucky, the ABC Beagle Trial.
So you've been there.
We decided to come out here, and we got back from Mississippi Sunday. And I was planning on leaving to come out here Tuesday, and some things come up, and I'm terrible with schedules. So I got a planner, and anyway, one of the employees at the store needed off Monday afternoon, so I wind up having to run the store Monday afternoon, which I couldn't get everything done that I needed to because I needed to haul feed and all that good stuff. And I wind up doing that Tuesday, and pulled out of here Wednesday morning, got about an hour up the road, and realized I forgot something that I really needed on the trailer to make work this week.
Oh, no.
So then I had to stop, and I stopped at a farmer's house that I knew, and named Mr. Dennis, and I rolled up. I said, Mr. Dennis, can I drop my trailer here? I said, I forgot something at the house, and I need to go back and get it. He said, you leave that truck hooked right to that trailer. He gave me the keys to his truck. He said, take this, go back to the house, and get what you need. So he gave me his truck, and I went back to the house and got it and come back. So just nice to know people, and I think that's kind of what I enjoy about the business and getting out on the road, because I can tell you, traveling is not my forte. But you meet a lot of amazing people at these shows and up and down the road, and you make a lot of friends.
Yeah, I mean,
because you never know when you may have to call on them, or even if they're out your way, you know, you build a relationship where they're like, hey, you know, LW lives out here, or Jason lives here, you know, and something happens. Y'all know how I can do this or whatever, and you're able to help somebody out, or the vice versa.
Absolutely. I mean, for a man that's so obviously, if he's an hour away, like it, you're probably not around him very often. He just throws you the keys to his truck and says, take off in it. So that's kind of a testament to how you build your character up and things. So that's, yeah, that's pretty cool. But there is some good people out here that you get to meet, especially in this hunting world.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely.
Before we get into the Winter Classic, I love rabbit dogs. And I've very, very lightly seen a little bit about this ABC organization. How big of a thing was this?
I think they had 128 dogs there.
That's a good turnout.
It's a lot different. It was good. I think it was like a warm up to a slam, or warm up to, I ought to know what I'm talking about. I just left there. It was a warm up for a big series they got coming up, or the World Hunt, maybe is what it is.
Okay.
And, but I mean, it just, the only difference between that and the coon hunting world is you got to get there early, because they're doing their stuff during the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
When we do these coon hunting shows, it's, you get there at 8, they lock the doors at 5, and you go back to the hotel or motel. Mm-hmm. I get them all confused. My daughter corrects me all the time.
Hotel on the inside, motel on
the inside or outside? I said, all my doors go to the inside, baby.
Well, now, there is still some leeway to that. So I've had some of the places, Kyle and him will vouch for it, that I booked us at. They should have been hotel.
Not us. It was, there was no us in this. They booking it for me.
They should have been hotels because the doors was on the inside, but they really don't classify as either one because all of the people inside that's living there have ankle bracelets on and everything else. They was a party going on at that one I got us.
Y'all talking about doors on the inside, there was legitimately doors on the inside of, like, I'm talking about doors where doors shouldn't have been. Like, these are, I had two doors coming into my hotel, motel room, whatever it was. One door, the doorknob didn't work. You use the other door. The walls were three different colors. It had a refrigerator that didn't work. The Atlas was hanging out of the walls.
Hey, we travel on a budget. So
it was bad.
So now when they go to these beagle trials like that, they start early. What time do you have to be there and setting up and doing your stuff?
Well, we set up Friday night, because Chip was there with Elite, because Elite was the big sponsor in it.
Okay.
And he calls me. He's like, hey, you going to set up tonight? I'm like, I didn't know we could set up tonight. He's like, yeah, we can set up tonight. And here I am just messing around, not really in no big hurry, because I'm in Indiana. I was over at Yoder's because Yoder was in with it too, mm-hmm. and myself. And I was like, all right, let's go. But we get there probably 8:30. And y'all know what it is to set up and from a show or for a show. And we're setting up. It's like 9:30. And I'm like, what time does things start tomorrow? And mm-hmm. like, you need to be here about 4:30.
4:30?
Yeah, in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
So, go to bed, set along, get up. You know, time we get to the hotel, motel, we're going to leave it like that. I mean, it was a nice room. But go to bed, it's time to get up and go out there. And I was, I mean, them guys, super laid back, coming here registering their dogs, getting ready, and they do Calcuttas on every cast.
Okay.
That was pretty neat. I mean, they had this fella in there, his name was, what was his name? I can't even remember his name right this second. But he kind of did a little auctioneer thing. They were doing Calcuttas on all the dogs every cast, or like the top 20 dogs or something. But it was pretty nice Calcutta that somebody could have won.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Mm-hmm.
But every cast, there was a Calcutta done. And they all did that, and then they got in the trucks. I think it was cast of four. So they had hunting judges, I think it was. They went out, and they come in and get the scores together and do a Calcutta for the next cast and gone again. But it was in the night all day. But they come back there, you know, right at the gate in the morning. Your eyes still half shut. Ain't even wiped the coal out of them yet.
And mm-hmm.
Just asking questions about things and wondering if you had this or that and buying stuff. And it was neat.
Well, I'd like to go to one of those. There's a guy here close to us that he deals a lot in that ABC pack, and I'm probably even calling it wrong, but I knew his Beagles, he's referred to that a lot. Stacy, I've got another older cousin that's he's a very well-known Beagle man. So if any of our listeners out there that's been at the Beagle stuff, that's the Thorn Gap Beagles. So, I mean, they're very, very well-known Beagle pack. He's been around for he's had them dogs 50, 60 years, maybe getting close to 70 years. I don't know. Hey, guess who just joined us?
I'm here.
We got one more. Stacy's here.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How about you tonight?
Running late. Just got home from church.
That's all right. Did you get the water fixed?
We still about your water. Oh. We told him you got mad and broke the faucet.
Yeah. That's a daycare, yeah.
So he's got everything all took care of. But no, that's cool. I'd like to go to one of those and check it out.
Just something I got asked about, and I'm like, sure, why not? And yeah. I guess when I said sure, I wasn't thinking of every other show I got. So I got to, you know, we got back from Mississippi, I got home, got the trailer straight, and, you know, we had to make lights from the show and stuff because we sold out there at Winter Classic. So I went straight to shop making lights, and I had to run the store Monday afternoon and Tuesday. I had to haul some feed and made some more lights. But anyway, we got that caught up. And then trying to get lights ready for Walker Days this coming weekend, Southeastern.
Well, that's where I was going to head next. So you had Winter Classic. Now this week we know we've just been talking about you've been at the ABC Beagle Trials. And I was going to say, tell us where you're heading next. So if people are wanting to get out there and meet the Cajun staff, meet LW, buy stuff in person, where's your next stop? You just told us.
Southeastern. That's in Union, South Carolina.
You won't have to drive as far for that one.
Absolutely not. I will. It's a long ride to come out here. Like I said, I come to Indiana and went over and spoke with Yoder and that crowd and then went to the show. And then I just come back to Richmond just because I'm not a good planner.
You sound me.
I write my schedule up, and they were like, can you go to this hunt? And I'm like, let me look at, I took my planners in my bag, so I had to go get my planner to be able to tell them yay or nay on that. And, you know, my daughter, Hannah, she keeps, her, between her and Nick, they keep the social media alive and doing all that for me. So it's just a lot goes on, and they're a great asset to the team, plus the crowd that stays back and keeps the store running and the online order ship and stuff. I mean, you know, I'm blessed and fortunate.
You are. Now, we've not got to meet Hannah, but I was going to say, from what I have figured out over the past year or so, she's pretty integral to everything, keeping all the wheels turning.
Oh, yeah. She's known, well, as the, I guess it's the acronym, a.k.a. Boss Lady around the store. that's what everybody calls her. They say, hey, boss lady. She does a good job. She puts 100% heart in it. And that's all I can ask for.
Mm-hmm.
So she wears a big hat there.
Oh, yeah.
All the hats.
She goes, all the hats. She's a full-time college student, too. So I only get to see her when she works pretty much, or when she comes home on the weekends. And, you know, I think when I was telling her about all the shows, she's like, Dad, you ain't even never going to be home. And I'm like, you're right, Hannah. I said, but, you know, I'm just trying to build a name and put a lot of faces with the people we talk to daily. And I think that's very integral in this business, is to be able to walk up to a guy and shake his hand, and or somebody say, hey, I just bought this from you. I just wanted to meet you. Mm-hmm. You know, I did a podcast not too long ago with Houndsman XP, and there was a guy that come up to me there. He had heard about it there, but you go to these shows and they're like, hey, I heard you on Coon Hunt Media Podcast or whatever. And it's, they get intrigued and they want to put a face with the name, and it's just, that's neat.
It is. And we'll get into the Winter Classic, but it was obviously a lot of people wanted to see you and your team down there, because we were out there with you all weekend, and I don't know that I could tell you you had a dull spot. It was like nonstop the whole time we was there. Somebody coming up.
It was. I mean, since that last podcast, I think it was the last one we did with y'all, where we, you know, myself and Nick was on it. You know, Nick talks to a lot of people daily. I mean, my phone rings, I wouldn't be scared to say 7,500 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Nick, he's got where he's very involved with it, which he's, you know, got a full-time job as well. But he's a big asset because he kicks in and helps a lot of customers out. And he's really sharp on the elite stuff.
He is.
Now, he's good with the other stuff. I mean, because we hunt together all the time. And he's good with answering Garmin and lights because he coon hunts as well. But he's really sharp with the elite. And if I get stumped on something, he's probably one of my go-to guys.
Oh, absolutely. We've done that here over the past year and a half that we've all been acquainted so well. And, I mean, it's weekly. I'm texting him or asking him, what do we try for this? How do we treat that? So I've got him diagnosing me right now. I've been having, and so far I'm going to say for this elite product is the Inflamade. I have been having trouble with my right leg for the past 5 years. I mean, it just gets, I'll go for a while and it don't bother me, and then I get to where it just hurts. I'll lay in the bed at night just trying to move to get relief.
You're getting old.
I'm getting old. That's exactly what it is. Doctor laughed at me and said, you are getting old. That's arthritis and old age catching up.
Well, think about
but I was telling him about that, and he just immediately went over and said, right there's what you want to try. I'm a week in right now, and I honestly can say that I've not really noticed any, and that's the key. You're not wanting to notice anything. I've not been noticing anything in my leg. And this was something that I was living with every day. So he's my go-to. I'm hitting him up about something every other day. So
he's sharp with it.
He is.
I'll give him that. He's got really involved in it, and he knows what he's talking about.
He does. We wished he could have got on here with us, but we were texting you guys back and forth, and he was coming up with some, what was he, some big stew in an Instapot. He goes, he's been, we had a serious question going back in the text, and as LW was saying a minute ago, I haven't even looked. And I was like, well, there's only two serious responses in that whole text chain. Rest of it is Stacy and Nick back and forth with all their hoopla. We had bear hamburger. It was all kinds of just junk in the middle of it. So, but he couldn't meet us because he had some big dinner going tonight. So we won't forget that. We'll keep that in mind on him.
Nick keeps us busy in the daytime laughing.
I'm telling you, last week, between Stacy and Nick, I was having to try to keep my phone on silent mode during the day because I couldn't work.
When I heard mine start blowing up tonight, and it ain't a lot of snow, but coming from where we are, we don't have to drive in snow too much. And from the time I left Kentucky to get to Indiana, and the wind's blowing a gale like that,
mm-hmm.
and that's all I've drove in. And I tell you what, I typically do better than I did, so I'm kind of more disappointed in myself than I am the phone. I'm about ready to chunk it out the window. It took me down the most back roads, and with this new trailer, it's a lot wider. I'm like, man, if I meet somebody, this snow had drifted.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Open the dishes. I couldn't even tell where it was. I'm like, I couldn't even get off. I was driving 30 mile an hour down a 55 mile an hour road like I was leading a funeral procession almost.
You sound like me now, poor equipment.
And that's rough. I mean, that's like this whole last week. I had to fly to New York Monday. We got back, so our week was like that. We all rolled in about 7 o'clock last Sunday night from the Winter Classic, and then I had to be going at 4:30 Monday morning for a flight to New York. That's where I've been all week, and they've got. I mean, you saw that one video I sent you guys in the group, mountains of snow that'll be there all winter. And then it didn't snow on us all week until Friday, which is the day we had to travel back. And we had to drive from upstate Utica, New York, over to Albany to get to the airport. And it was every 5 minutes, the maps was coming on, wreck ahead. And we'd pull up, there'd be two cars. I bet we drove past 20 wrecks. Because it was just coming down, and these people lived up there. I thought they could drive in it better than that. They were still flying. I mean, it was every 5 minutes we'd come up on two cars wrecked in the ditch. So that was
a lot of people think they can drive it, and they can't even drive when it's sunshine and clear.
No, that's I was glad to get back.
But coming from the East Coast where we are, I mean, like I say, we had a big snow right before Winter Classic. We had, I think it was around 8 inches. That was a lot for us. We get a dusting, I mean, it'll shut schools down and everything, but we had 8 inches. I was like, son of a gun.
I know. Now, like us, I was up there all last week, and it was flipping cold, and I kept watching the weather back here at home. It was 70-plus degrees here every day last week. We got back home yesterday, and what was it today? 20 degrees, maybe?
Nothing. I'm just cutting jokes.
Yes, they're making fun of me over about something. Whatever. No. It's just typical stuff. You don't need to be sitting here with us.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't know. It'll be no, something that's not working. We can't put it on the air.
Don't worry about it.
Whatever they're saying, it can't go on the air. But, yeah, it's 20 degrees here today. And it's snowing. And snowed all day.
When I parked a truck a while ago, it was 22. I don't think it got above 27 today.
Yeah.
But with that wind blowing, I mean, that was tight.
Yeah, that new trailer of yours, we got to see it last week. So I do feel sorry for you if you had to pull that today, because that's a big trailer.
Yeah, that's what I got behind me.
I tell you what, though, that trailer could be on my boat advertisement.
Hey, what'd you think about that? So we spent our whole ride home. Stacy's over here on ChatGPT and mocking up that trailer wrap on his boat and passing it over to LW and say, you want to put this on my boat, my boy? Tyler travels the whole country tournament fishing. He's like, I'll have you never stayed around.
So, it looked good on it. I declare it did.
It would.
I just would hate to pay to get a boat wrap right now. I just got through paying to get that trailer wrap.
No.
I will say, as you're traveling these hunts, everybody go look at the trailer. It stands out. It was probably the most professional, nicest looking booth set up at the entire Winter mm-hmm. Classic. I mean, it's freaking sharp. Awesome. So no, you did a very, very good job on that. And according to Nick, you were out there doing a lot of the rapping with your guy that you had. He said that you was a professional trailer rapper.
No, that was a misunderstanding. this guy that did it, his name's Mort Long. That's what he did for a living. And he retired and moved back home, which was where we are, and built a house. And he's been doing it on the side, I guess what you would call it, or just picking up hustles here and there. He told me one day, he said, I don't want to get back in it full time. He said, I did it for a living. He said, this is just my golfing money right now.
Okay.
But yeah, it took him 2.5, 2.75 of a day to wrap that trailer. And there wasn't much I could do but watch him. And I took it to my daddy's farm and we put it in shop, and I had to have the temperature set so the glue and everything would adhere to it and that stuff. Well, it was a whole process. But it was neat. It was kind of neat watching it go from the start to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very tickled with the outcome. I mean, he came down there, took pictures and took measurements, and he sent me a mock-up of it. And, you know, there was a lot of back and forth for a day, just kind of getting it situated like I thought I wanted it. And when I gave him the go-ahead, he printed it all out, and he come down there and we took every screw out the side of the trailer. He's like, we're going to do all this, because it had white screws. It was originally a white trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Took every one of the screws out and put them all in there. And he bought black screws. I mean, he was a perfectionist at it. And you can tell what a job he did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
great.
We got through. He said, now go back in and put all them black screws in it. He said, but don't put them in too hard or you'll wrinkle that vinyl. And I'm like, all right. So me, unprofessionally, I just go in there and I'd almost rather have a screwdriver, because I feel like I'm going to screw it up at this point in time, because mm-hmm. we're at the finished product. But I paid attention.
So he did the print job, the artwork, print job, whole nine yards.
He did the whole shebang.
Wow.
He done good.
It was sharp. I mean, that's a good looking scene that you've got on that whole thing. So now you could have, the dog's a walker on the back of it though, isn't it? Ain't that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a walker dog I had when I bought Cajun, and he's kind of been a staple to us since I started.
Well, I was going to say you could have. I thought we had you guys converted a little bit, but it does look good, even though it was white. It looks
convert,
really good.
Don't convert.
So no, it was.
No, I don't have no problem with any of them. But like I say, that was
me either.
That was a dog me and my daddy bought, and when we had him, when I bought Cajun, and made a lot of videos with him and stuff. And he's on some of the he is on the apparel, and kind of the dog that is a staple to how I started it, because I had him before when I could actually hunt, because since I bought Cajun, it really cut that. I've only been one time this year, and that was the night the girls asked me. I said, Daddy, can we go hunt tonight? And I wanted to say no, but I'm like, how many times do I get both the girls here to go hunting? I want to go. I'm like, sure, we'll go. And we took country, and you know the one I got from y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And we treated a coon. I saw his eyes twice, and I could see him in the thermal, but he treated in a short pine tree that was full of it, and I could not pick him out for them to shoot him or nothing. So we just petted him up, loaded him up, and come on back to the house.
That's why Kyle carried a shotgun.
Three and a half inch magnums, boys.
Yeah, this
it works.
Just be watching Kyle, because if he will blast it off without you knowing.
It'll get you.
Yeah, it'll get your attention. You're out in the middle of the big deep hollow like that, and not expecting a 3.5 to go off right over your head. So that's awesome. So let's kind of shift gears a little bit, and let's talk about the Winter Classic, and we'll kind of recap that. And like for us, we've been going over the years. We've been to Albany several times, and as we was younger, and we've been to Mississippi numerous years hunting. We've actually sat up down there the past couple of years. This is you're in the entire Cajun team. This was your first year down there, so we'll talk a little bit about that trip, the weekend down there. We had a great time. Had a ball.
Yeah, we had a ball too. It's very humbling to go somewhere for the first time and sell out. I mean, it was a sellout for the Binders. I mean, we took right many lights with us, and
you had a lot. You're being modest with it. You had a trailer load of lights. You had a bunch of lights with you.
Well, but it was good, you know. But it's a humbling experience to have it at this point, and people wanting something that you make.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Put pride in. So it was very good. A lot of people come by, talk, bought lights, and bought a lot of Elite and other meds and stuff that we had on the table. But it was very successful and productive show for us, and I enjoyed it. And definitely the company we had. I mean, it was nice. We got busy. Y'all kind of stayed in your booth, and y'all stayed busy too the whole time. People come by to see y'all, but
yeah,
y'all saw us get jammed up, and I mean, I looked one time, and I think Stacy, Tyler, and you both, all three of you, were over there helping me with lights, and maybe Johnny was helping Nick, and Galen with Elite was helping Nick, and I mean, it was a big team effort, because that was a lot for me and Nick, and if y'all wouldn't have been there, I mean, it would have really been jammed up hard.
We appreciated the opportunity, because you're right, we had, from a Coon Hunt media standpoint, we were just humbled as well for the amount of people that just continuously was pouring in. But you guys were so busy, we had to just kind of break away and have just a big line over there, because yours was getting backed up. It's kind of like the aisle at Walmart. I mean, you didn't have enough registers to keep up with the crowd that was coming in.
If you are looking for a reliable, safe, clean, and comfortable transporter for your dog, then you need to contact Muddy River Transport. They offer a premium dog hauling experience where your dog's safety and comfort are top priority, and they will go above and beyond the competition. They use their advanced ozone treatment and sterilization machine to thoroughly clean their van at the completion of each run. You can rest assured that your dog will be traveling in an environment that is clean, safe, and hygienic. Their van is climate controlled. All kennel spaces are comfortable, spacious, safe, and secure. Your dog will be comfortable and stress-free during transport. The drivers that will be moving your dog are trained professionals with lots of experience in this field. They are friendly and dedicated that your dog's safety and comfort are top priority throughout their trip. Communication is top-notch. You can rest assured that you will get route updates, dog check-ins, and projected times of arrival, all while taking into consideration your busy schedule. If you are looking for a transport option for your dog and want a stress-free experience with the confidence that your dog will be in a clean, safe, hygienic environment, then call Muddy River Transport today to give your dog the best ride of their life. They believe their customers' dogs deserve to be treated as if they were their own. They are not just dog haulers, they are active houndsmen. They hunt just like you do and participate in all the major events. Remember the mission statement: travel safe, travel clean, travel comfortable. Every trip, every time with Muddy River Transport. Contact us on Facebook at Muddy River Transport Group or call 1-402-274-7558.
Coon Hunting Media is proudly sponsored by Little T Squatters. Them are the words every competition hunter loves to hear. Your winning coon has just been found. Little T Squatters, owned and designed by Tim Tempton, has set the bar for high quality, dependable, and unmatched performance. From pleasure hunters to extreme competitors, he covers it all with his five elite models. Original Little T, the Triple Threat, the Double Shot, the Pro Series, and the newly designed Bell Ringer. If you want to enter the woods with confidence, contact his office at 423-562-5333 and become elite.
Saddle Up Canine Cryo is owned by Mr. Bill Scheninger. Bill is located in Delta, Ohio. Don't miss out on the opportunity to keep that special stud dog forever. His services include semen collection, freezing, side-by-side shipping, and semen storage. Bill is also the owner of one of the best-known plot kennels in the country, Saddle Up Plots. Saddle Up Plots is home to UKC, PKC, AKC, WTDA, Grand Knight Champion, PR Saddle Up Lazarus. Lazarus accomplished the following accolades in 2021. He was UKC World Champ Plot, Plot Days Isaiah Kid Winner, Purina Breed Winner, Autumn Oaks Breed Champion, APA Breed Days Winner. Fresh chilled and frozen semen is available. Contact Bill directly for all pricing and services information for Canine Cryo and Saddle Up Plots. Bill's phone number is 419-467-7689. Saddle Up Plots, making plots rise again.
Feeling, but and, you know, and, you know, like Nick, you know, being the friend and the guy that pushes me sometimes, you know, got me to hook that mic up and maybe talk on camera a little bit, which is, you know, I can sit here and talk with y'all all day, but knowing that I'm in front of a camera, I'm not a big camera person, so he got me to do videos while we're there, and I think it all turned out very well.
It did.
Well, now we will not share some of these on here, but if it wasn't, because we keep this thing very PG rated and clean and all that stuff, but some of the little stuff that he was creating for Stacy was off the charts hilarious. So if any of you catch us around some hunts, we'll show you some of the posters, and he's really good with AI. I'll say that. He was making some funny stuff up.
Yeah, that's him and Hannah. They collaborate a lot and come up with stuff for us, because, like I say, they handle the social media for us. And some of the things they come up with just blows my mind. And I ain't going to say I couldn't learn it. I think a lot of it boils down to having time to learn it. And I don't even handle the Cajun Facebook. Tonight, somebody messages up there, and Hannah sends me a message and a screenshot of what they asked, and I told her how to answer it or go about handling it, and that's kind of where that stood at.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. I mean, like, Jason's kind of the brain behind our business.
No.
When people call him, he'll ask me questions, but he's the one who keeps everybody lined out and going.
But are they?
Yeah, it's all part of teamwork, because, like I say, both of them know all I got going on, so they're trying to pull that little bit of a load off of me. And it's a big help. I don't even know half of what's said sometimes behind the scenes, because I'll be in the middle of a group message between him and Hannah, and Nick will say, "I got it. I'll take care of it." And it's done. And I just, you know, it's just a relief to me to know that you have a team that is handling.
Yeah, I mean, like you said,
the work in the background.
Yeah, like you had down there, over there, wide open and never slowing down. But he's still, Nick's still thinking ahead of, hey, breaking you off to the side and doing a video or something with different products. So, and that stuff was getting a lot of traction. So, I think all in all, it was a great, great team effort. And I appreciate everybody that came by and saw us at the Coon Hunt Media booth and then coming over and supporting Cajun. It was just a great turnout.
Yeah, y'all had a good turnout. Like I said, I looked over there several times, and y'all had a crowd over there shaking hands and talking good. So that's what you want. I mean, that's the name of the game. At the end of the day, it's business.
It is.
But when it really boils down to it is, you know, we're in business, but we want to be friends with the people we do business with. So, you know, a customer, it goes back to the Walmart conversation. You're not just checking out and getting checked out when you walk out the door. You're actually getting involved with somebody that if you pick up the phone and call, then you're going to get one of the people you talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And something I really, really impressed on me was a lot of the kids. A lot of kids have come and talking to us and stuff. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because that's your generation coming up.
Yep, correct.
Well, I mean, for us, and I'll have Kyle look them up. We'll give them a little shout-out. I mean, we did have, from the time we started to the time we pretty much closed, we had people there nonstop. But we'll give a little shout-out because we did have a first. We'd never done this before. But we had I'll look at their names here. Ryland McCray, Ariet Stutzy, and Bentley Smith. These kids, I we appreciate all these kids coming by. They wanted us to sign all their hunting gear, and I'm like, we don't do autographs. You don't want us putting our names on stuff, but literally wanting us to sign their hunting stuff. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That's always a big plus. You know, you feel like you're reaching the people that appreciate what you're doing and look at you as a role model, which inspires you even more to keep things right and do things right and guide people in the right way.
Absolutely. Yeah. So they, and there was kids over there off and on the whole time. So we,
and I mean, I admire them kids for coming up. I mean, them kids are respectful.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
I couldn't say whenever I was 10, 11, 12 year old, I'd go up to random people. I mean, they heard us on the podcast, but they never put a face or one of them. They just walk right up and just, I mean, I admire them for that.
Well, I will
but
say,
they will never forget it either.
No, and I will say, those three kids that I just named off, if your mamas and daddies are listening, they were extremely respectful, acted like a bunch of grown adults. So, that's awesome. But we did. We had a great time. I will go on there, and I do want to make an apology to all of our listeners, because a lot, I mean, I had people after person, saying stuff to us about the fish house that we recommended, and it's still good. So don't get me wrong on that, but I will apologize. We told everybody about this place. Well, we found out after the first night it was no longer called Locks. We all went up there, you and Nick and us and Aiden. What was it called now, LW? The Delta
something.
So we went ahead and ate there. It was, and people had ate there the night before. So we know that some people are listening, because there was a lot of people that was trying to find it, and several of them told us how good it was. But it was good. But
it was a good supper.
It was a good supper. But our buddy down there, after we had done made plans to go, he goes, "Oh yeah, Locks. They sold it. The people that owned Locks." So I apologize to all you listeners. The people that own Locks have opened a new place south of the arena, and now it's Pope's Catfish. So what we've always,
when I pulled up Locks, I think it still took me to the Delta, because I don't think it's changed in Google yet. Because I was asking Nick what was it called, and we put it in the GPS, and it took us right there to the Delta, whatever it was.
It did. That was the right place. So now we have two places to go. We got multiple nights of eating to go out there. So for next year, you got two places to go. Locks is now the Delta. That food was still great. But the people that have owned locks all those years that we've been going there are now south of the, I think it's south, I get my directions wrong, but it's Pope's Catfish. So that's the same people. So apparently that guy had retired. He came out of retirement and opened this back up. So we went there Saturday night. So we got 2 days of it. So for next year, put that on your calendar. You got two places to go eat and give that place a try.
That Kennel Club right there by the Civic Center was a good meal too. We stopped in there the first night to eat supper.
Yeah, that was good.
I'll tell you what, homemade onion rings are on time there.
I love onion rings. So they were good?
Oh, I do too, but they were homemade. I mean, they had good breader on them. I mean, they were really good.
Well,
my problem is with appetizers is I get eating them, then I don't want to eat all my supper that I ordered.
Well, while you guys were eating that, Hudson and I, we didn't get to come down. So you all were there. Our whole team got down there except Hudson and I because I had to work. So we had homemade spaghetti at the house, but Hudson was getting – he was starving on our way. So while you guys was eating steak, we were getting – Hudson was – I'm not sure. He didn't get sick, but he was buying burritos out of the cooler at a gas station.
That's a risky move.
It was very risky.
That's a risky move.
He even was saying – he goes, I'm starving to death. He said, I'm trying it anyway. So he bought a couple of burritos and was cooking them in a microwave. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed your steaks and onion rings. Yeah,
that was a good place to eat too. It was busy, which I mean, busy must mean a lot of people know about it. But you got busy down there. I think, you know, and this takes a step back to the beginning of, you know, the conversation. But you know, my condolences go out to everybody down there that just contended with that big ice storm they had. Because when we come through there and saw all the limbs and stuff, man, it was a mess.
Oh, it was.
And then they had all the linemen and stuff. They had a lot of utility workers there trying to, you know, still restore power. So there was a lot going on in Batesville that weekend.
There was. Now, we had good hunting. We pleasure hunted a few nights, and then we hunted one night in the hunt. And all the woods we was in was great. But I didn't realize it till it was daylight at the place we stayed. So we was northeast. Of Batesville, and we was up around Lake Sardis, and we was off in a subdivision where a bunch of coon hunters rent out a bunch of Airbnbs. And when it was daylight and we came out, my goodness, you couldn't have paid me to have wanted to hunt it through that. We had to cross the power line every day going in and out that was killed on it. But the woods over there, it looked like you had dropped an atomic bomb over there on that strip of wood timber going out from our house.
Yeah, one of the fellas that come and bought a light there, he said his grandson, he was an older gentleman, he'd always owned Cajun, he wanted some of the new blinders, and he said his grandson said that they had to replace 12 miles of power line. He said, so they'd be there a while. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they had a mess down there, and, you know, where we stayed at, a lot of people were talking about they may cancel it, they want rooms available, and I spoke to the, I guess you'd call them a receptionist at the hotel. And she said that when the storm come through, there was people sleeping in the lobby there just so they had somewhere warm to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man.
They did an absolute job, great job down there because they had the Civic Center cleaned out. And, I mean, there was really no sign of all of them people that had been in there working. And they hats off to that group. And then the UKC group for organizing that thing because it all came together. I mean, it was a great turnout. There was a lot of people there. So,
thing is, you know, I think most people in the coon hunt community understand livelihoods and, you know, weather conditions that affect lives. So I think if something horrific would have been, you know, where they said, we're going to cancel this show and we're going to reschedule it for this because it's one of the hunts for the Triple Crown.
Mm-hmm.
And people at that point in time, I think a lot of them guys, some may have got disappointed, but most of them be like, you know what? We're more concerned with the
livelihood,
the lifestyles of the people that live here and, you know, getting them back straight. But at the end of the day, it worked out. Like you said, I give UKC a big shout out and a big thank you because they really did a good job pulling it together with all the roadblocks they had in front of them, and it worked out, and it turned out good for all of us.
It did, absolutely. And, you know, I go back to thinking about just talking about all the gratitude and stuff you had for all the people, and I'll just say this is what makes it easy for us. I mean, people's coming up all the time, and we can stand behind these products. We're using these products, and that's why it's easy to talk to them, because it's not something we've never touched or used. We use it every day, and it's like, you know.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
We can tell you with firsthand experience how these products work, how good are these lights, and does this Elite product work, because we're using all of it, and it makes it a lot easier to talk to people about stuff when you can stand behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. I was talking to a guy, I think it was last week, and we got talking about a show, a big show. He's like, do you realize some of these big, big super shows that people go to? He's like, them people have never used or never seen that product. Said they learn all that about that product in 1 week, mm-hmm. but they have no experience with it. He's like, that's their job, is they come into these big shows, never worked for that company, and they come in, they teach them everything they need to know about it, and that's what's selling your stuff. You may have one key guy there, and the rest of them are just there for that weekend or that week or whatever that show is supposed to be. I'm like, that ain't how I want to do shows.
No.
I think testimonies and using the product on a consistent basis makes you very much more knowledgeable and applicable for the situation that you're handling.
It absolutely does. Firsthand experience is the best information you're going to get from anybody.
Correct.
And like, you know, when y'all's dog got hung up a tree and y'all sitting there burning that blinder on high, you know, people like, how long does it last? And I think you and Stacy both, and I may have missed, Johnny may have been, I don't know, but everybody's like, I can tell you this much, it lasted all night because we shined it on a dog all night up the tree.
Yep.
And we have the photo proof.
But that's not counting all the other tree we shined before we got there.
Yeah, that was... We'd already been hunting for a while when that happened.
I'd been there, 2 hours before you got there? An hour and a half?
Hunting, yeah.
Before
yeah,
we got there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've had people asking.
You can't beat them testimonies.
No.
No, I've had people ask me how long the burn time on them, and I'd tell them, I said, I don't know. It's never went dead.
No, exactly.
I mean, honestly. I mean, we pleasure hunted Saturday night, and I didn't charge it that night. Came home and hunted all night, then hunted the next night. Without charging it. And then I put it on charge the next night because I'm like, well, it's got to go dead at some point. I'm like, but I hunted probably 2.5 nights.
Yeah. And that's legit. I mean, while you guys was driving, we was coon hunting. Mm-hmm. I will say, I mentioned that. I got me a dose of Mississippi mud. Goodness, Saturday night, I was, my dog got, she looked like $1 million Friday night. She treed pleasure hunting that little my tree climbing dog. She treed 4 singles in about an hour on the ground, a little over an hour. She looked like, I told them boys I could have made a lot of money that night. I mean, she was on fire, and she done good Saturday night. But she got over in a swamp, and when we finally got her, the easiest way out was to cross. Well, we should have went around the field. Hudson was like, I'm going straight through there. So we took.
I was
off.
Trying to guide y'all.
Stupid me. We followed him, and about 100 yards in, we realized the next 2,000 yards was going to be bad to get to that wood line. I mean, every step, it was coming up. My boots was coming halfway off every time I was trying to get them out of the wood.
We hunted all night.
So oh, it's awful.
Terrible.
It was, I was miserable.
We stopped in the field. I stopped, made me a hole out my feet. I could stand in it. So I wasn't stinking deep.
It was
terrible.
But no, we burnt them lights hard Saturday night, and then like I said, Kyle, nobody else was hunting the rest of the week because I was traveling, but Kyle's hunted 2.5 more nights with his and then finally charged it.
And I will say, with the Cajun, with the burn time like that, we have no issue with them running wide open. And I ain't going to name no names. There's a representing light company there.
Yes, they told you that.
They was talking about it, and somebody told them they run about 6 hours on it, and he said, you do it about three times, and he said, you won't have a light left.
Yep.
Like I said, we don't have that issue.
Yep, that's exactly what they told
him.
They are
not designed to run wide open for hour in, hour out. He said, you turn them down. And like us, we have four of them wide open.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're all or nothing.
The whole night.
You're the expert on that, LW. You know how that stuff works, but that was one of the big dog light companies, and I classify you guys in there as one of that group, one of the elite light builders, and that's exactly what they told Stacy. Do not do that on that particular light. They said that it will be done. You'll be replacing that one.
And we was like, we run every 1 hour like that. Not our night.
My thing is, if it won't hold up, then we got problems, because when I'm in building design mode, that's all I run it in is wide open, because you've got to put it through the most horrific situations that you can think of. And you got guys that just going to run it wide open, and that's what they're going to do. And at the end of the day, I will want it to hold up.
And that's like our life. No, not only I coon hunt, we fish. I'll throw mine in my rod locker and run down the lake 50 miles an hour, beating on the waves, and do it all night long. Put a light back on my head, and we're fishing again. You know, we have no issue with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one thing you run into a lot of times with lights is that, and I always say that I think Cajun's got the best switch out there. I mean, you run into a lot of stuff like that where all of a sudden clicks don't work and things are messed up on them. We've never had any of those issues with these lights.
Yeah, I've took mine from banging my head on a floor joist in a crawl space to that same night, 10 degrees, going coon hunting and cracking my head on top of a limb and keep trucking.
Yeah,
I'll
tell
you a quick story. I had a guy, he called me one day, he said, LW, he said, I'm gonna send my light in, said, but I want my bump cap back. I'm like, why do you want it back? He said, you'll see it when you get it. He said, my jaw is wired because of what happened. And he got telling me the story. He was shaking vines, trying to get one to move so he could see. And this before thermals have become really popular. He come to the show and shook my hand. It's the first time I ever met him, and I've talked to him since I've owned it. And he said, this will be memorable for me. He was shaking a tree, and a limb come out and hit him. And I mean, it cracked that hat all to pieces. The light still worked. But I mean, it tore that bump cap all to pieces. He got to have surgery. He got his jaw wired out of it.
Wow,
I've been there.
Yeah.
Well, now I will. Like, I don't know how much engineering went into your headpieces. But now Saturday night when we were pleasure hunting, how I did it, I don't know. But I somehow got out of the truck, and I must have turned the right way. And I, you know, how the end of your door on your vehicle. I mean, that's a strong point. And I ran my headpiece. Lens first, right into it. About knocked myself down. I didn't even crack the glass. I don't know. I thought I was going to, because I took it off my head. I said, I have to call LW on that one. But that was going to be all me. But I didn't bust anything.
Now, I can tell you what it can't handle, because I had one brought to me at the show. Is a tractor running over.
Well, I'd imagine.
I can see that.
But he brought that to me. He's like, I know that you're not going to take care of this. He said, this was my own fault. He said, but I left it on the back of the tractor. He said, and I got in a hurry. He said, and I run over it. And he pulled it out of the box. I'm like, that ain't too bad. But, I mean, all he did was just tear the battery box up and bust the battery and all that stuff. But it was, I mean, I got it fixed and got it on the way back to him. And as far as I know, he's tickled to death.
I had a similar tractor experience a couple years back. In my lifetime, I finally broke down, bought me one of them $200 pair of sunglasses. Now, nowadays, I have to have $200 sunglasses because I'm blind and I got to have prescriptions put in them. But these was one of them young and dumb purchases, and I'd kept them for years. I set them on the back of the tractor when I was fertilizing and got done fertilizing, and like I left my glass, went back up to the house, and they was in 100 pieces.
Yeah.
So now, speaking of lights, and I don't know how that worked, but I saw one person bring you a light over there wanting you to put a battery in it at the show, and I – And I know you took it in there and put one in it, but I swear that light was 15 years old.
it was definitely an older light.
But. I mean, it was one of those, it's like, you're definitely standing behind that one. That thing was needing to be on a shelf somewhere as memorabilia, not to be used no more, but they still was using it.
He had definitely got his use out of it.
Absolutely.
But it meant a lot to me just to see all it needed was a battery at that point in time.
Oh, that was awesome. I stood back and was watching that one from a distance, and I saw that go down. I was like, man, because I recognized it. I mean, it was old. I mean, it was. If you ever run across any extra ones, though, I want me an old Gator or a Magnum or something to put up, because that was the light my uncle that we always talk about that we eat breakfast with all the time. That's all he ran.
Stinger
Pro. I want one of them old boxes just to put up on a shelf somewhere and hang on to it.
Yeah, I got a couple running there, but that's kind of what I got them for, is just to put up at the store and I got them in the light shop too, just to look back and just see how much technology has changed. Just, it amazes me. And, you know, you can get the latest and greatest today, and a year's time, somebody comes up with something different. You're like, where in the heck did that even come from? You know,
it's hard to believe.
How can you make something that much different in a year's time when you think you're running the best of the best?
It's hard to believe how much changing. You know, I used to have two of the Stingers wired together, so I had double burn time.
Oh yeah,
big box lights on my side too. A little small light now that outburns them.
Absolutely. We used to have, we carried a whole pocket full of bulbs with us.
Yep.
We tell Kyle and Hudson these stuff all the time, and they never lived it. And we're like, yeah, we always had our spare bulbs because we was always trying to push the limits and keep them hot. And you flip that thing over, if it was cold and you had that thing whining at the right sound, you didn't get much. You was going to be popping a new bulb in that thing, or you're just coming out of the woods because you didn't have flashlights. Nobody had them when you had a cell phone back then. So, yeah, it's a different world nowadays with these lights.
It is that, you know, like, I think it was like the 28 volt or something like that. If you cut it on when it was cold, just fired it right hot, right out the gate, you were guaranteed to blow a bulb.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And back when they made that light, they actually put a bulb pouch in your belt because they knew it was bound to happen.
You were going to. You had to have them extra bulbs.
I run in little critter bulbs and a little bit brighter, and I'd blow them all the time.
Uh-huh. So yeah, it's you make a good product, and that's one thing we can say. And what you got, the turnout you had there to Winter Classic proves it's a good product. Like I said, you sold and sold and sold. I mean, you had that one time I came over there and I said, "Have you done on lights?" And you said, "This is all I got left." And you had like five lights on the table, and I walked outside to water the dogs, came back and you had no lights on the table. I walked outside and came back in, and you're like, "Well, we've sold out." I'm like, "You're kidding me." So
it's always kind of it's a great feeling to sell out, but at the same time, you're like, I would like to have more here for the ones walking around wanting it. But we do try to honor show prices. You come by there and you want one, because most of the guys have heard about it and that's what they want at this point in time. So they'll come up there and they'll just pick it up, look at it, like, "Yeah, I've heard a lot about it. I want one of these," and they'll just grab it and go.
Yeah.
And so after that's done, then we typically just, you know, at the shows, we offer a little bit of a show special, and we'll just tell them, "Hey, we'll make you one and ship it to you." And a lot of them will pre-order right there, and that's when we come back home and buckle down and try to get their lights out and get them to them and move on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that has to be a good feeling for you as the guy that's making them and standing behind them, when people, you don't even have to really explain them to somebody, and it's like, "Oh no, I already know enough about it. I want it. That's the one I wanted. I came here to get it."
Well, they more than likely, a lot of times, they've heard a lot about it, or they've hunted with a buddy that's had one and maybe wore it a time or two. I mean, heck, that's how I lost my first Cajun cap light. Was I bought one because I didn't own it at the time, and my daddy tried it on. I never got it back, so I had to get another one. So you know, they hunted with somebody and liked it, and that's what they decided they wanted.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's a great feeling. It's a very humbling feeling. There's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears put into trying to build this to that point.
Well, good deal. So we're getting kind of toward the end of it. Have you got any other stuff you want to? I think we've kind of hit on the Winter Classic pretty good. Have we missed anything?
I don't think so. I mean, just a big thank you to all the support we've had from the guys that believe in us to you guys that support us and believe in us and appreciate the product. I mean, it's thank you doesn't seem efficient enough sometimes.
Like I said, it's good product. We appreciate the friendship that we've got with your all's group now. It's been fun. So we can keep Nick and Stacy kind of settled down on their stuff during the day.
He's working me a dog.
I've known Nick a little while. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, and I've known Stacy a long while. You're right. It's not going to happen.
But no, you know, not only thank you to the customers, but just to my team. Or to the Cajun team, I ain't gonna say my because every one of them takes it as it's part of theirs, and that's the type of team that you want. Is everybody feels like they're a part of something. So, yep. A big thank you to the ones that stay back and keep the everyday things going while we're out running the road trying to build a name and hopefully creating more opportunity and more work for the. The ones that stay back to be able to ship orders or pack them or whatever, answer the phones and know that I'm at a show and try to handle it the best they can. I mean, we've got a great staff and, you know, I can't thank the crowd that I got enough.
No, absolutely. We'll give you a big amen on that one. That's true. You got a good team. So, from the Coon Hunt Media side, a couple last points that I'll have for us. So we're trying to grow. We already mentioned we're trying to grow the Facebook page because we're going to start putting some content and things on there. So we did try to do a little giveaway during the Winter Classic to get more people over there on the page, and it worked. There's a lot of people joined, and we do appreciate that. But as far as the giveaway goes, we did a drawing for. A hat, a squaller, and a shirt, and Olivia Johnson won that on the live drawing, and we have not forgotten you. As Stacy said, they make me take care of a lot of that stuff, and I rolled in at 7 that night, was going at 4:30. I didn't get back here till Friday night, so we will be mailing that out or shipping that out. I'll do it tomorrow or Tuesday, and we appreciate that for everybody, and don't get mad at us if you see you coming off of the group. We are going to delete every single person on there, all the way down to us. And please, please, please go over there and join that or follow the Facebook page. Kyle's does all of our social media, and he's trying to get what all platforms you got? Instagram, Facebook,
TikTok.
He's not convinced us to get into YouTube like I want to.
No, it's already created.
It's created.
It's sitting there dormant.
So it's coming. That's all the things we're working on, just try to keep some content out there for everybody. But
we'll get some YouTube going.
Coon Hunt Media, we appreciate you as well. It's humbling. Had no expectation for this kind of following, and we're grateful for all the listeners that's keeping up with us. Any of you other boys?
Y'all are doing a good job, so just keep up the good work.
They wearing me out.
We try.
Have any of you boys got anything else?
No, I'm good.
Nope.
We appreciate everyone.
All right. Another episode comes to an end.
We're signing off.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at rss.com.